Welcome to If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes, a comedy podcast about navigating the chaos of life under our wet sun. I'm one of your hosts, John Warren, alongside are my two besties, Nikki Grayson, and LB Hunk Tears. And on the sticks is your Mallory. Pew, 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 pew. Is it raining in Los Angeles again?
Yes.
Wow.
It does that Unbelievable. Now. That's what it does now.
It does that now. It's its new shtick. It's
really cool.
It's in its rain era.
I know that there's some plan to ambush me on this episode, which we'll get to in a second.
It's not, it's not an ambush.
I understand. Well, that's true. Well, I don't know what it is, though. It's still, Nikki, if I said to you, I'm going to be at your door with something that is going to be a big deal in five minutes. And I didn't tell you what it was. And when you open the door, I'm like, here's the IRS with me. We're taking you off because you've never paid taxes. That's an ambush.
That's
you knew that something
for me
was
right
coming.
Now. That's you knew triggering that's, for me right now, John. That's not nice to talk about.
I would never come to your house. That's Nikki's house.
Okay. Wow.
I don't
what
even
want to
think
about
those guys right now.
Okay, fine. Then we'll use different
guys.
Yeah,
why are you doing? Why are
we'll,
you
we'll
crimes?
Use weed police.
Why are you targeting Nikki?
They come to my house. Yeah,
they've
had more.
John's bringing. Okay, so John.
I'm
John's
not choosing where
Reagan
the police go to.
Is going way too far. First, it's the throat goat, and now he's like, "Ooh, I'm going to take the drug police to South LA to bust some black people." Yeah.
Martin Shkreli did nothing wrong. Martin Shkreli boosted the AIDS medication, and he was right.
He was right to write that Wu-Tang album.
You know, he's like just out. I thought he was in prison forever. I don't know why I thought that. But
it's such a small crime.
Oh, God. Yeah. Anyway. I just wanted to say, this is earlier this week, Nikki Grayson got me to play, this is not a video game podcast, but got me to play
a video game
called Balatro. Uh-huh. And I just want to say, Anne is in the process of leaving me.
For sure.
And taking the dogs.
Yeah.
The bank is foreclosing on the house.
Yeah.
My parents have actually taken me out of their will.
Oh.
And I've lost all my friends.
Does that mean that there's a space for, hold on. Does that mean there's space for the other three people on this call to get in while you got out?
To get into my parents' will? They'd probably like that. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Sick.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Children who appreciate them. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Love
listen.
You.
Listen, there is nobody I love more than a white person between the ages of 65 and 75 with money.
Yeah.
So.
They would love you.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
I just got to get in.
That game's ruined my life.
Yeah, dog. And here's the thing.
I opened it on a call earlier. With real people.
Yeah, it sucks.
It was not good. I was like, this is not good.
You're going to beat it. And you're going to be like, oh, I need to do it again.
Okay.
And that's how it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Because there's no sating the beast.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is all encompassing. LB, it's a poker. I hesitate to call it poker because it is not. It so thoroughly
it's
not.
Is not
poker. It's a deck building roguelike game that uses
poker
card game
and
elements.
Rules. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Your goal is to make number go up, and there are different modifiers in the form of joker cards that help you make that number go up.
Yeah. If you're a numbers freak, this game fucking stinks.
I hate numbers, but I love this game.
I'm saying it stinks in the sense that like you love it so much that it's very hard to like.
Oh, for sure.
Like when you make number pop, it make your asshole grow real big.
So
I don't know where I was going with that.
It makes your asshole. So I'm going to call them. And they're going to have that when they make the physical edition. When Limited Run gets the physical edition going on the Switch, they'll just put that real big on the back of the box.
Yeah, put that on the back of the box.
It makes your asshole bigger.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. I
tuned out because you were talking about a video game I don't play.
I don't really know where I was going. I don't really.
That's what John just said.
It's more of like a feeling, you know? It's like everything is kind of expanding on you when something good happens. You know,
like pop, like you're doing poppers, like it's doing pop, like you're doing, like it's poppers, like
yeah, poppers. It's video games poppers. Yeah.
So you just your whole
what is
body
the video game, but it isn't though. Crucially, it isn't. But now I'm very curious.
What is the video game poppers?
I'm receiving a phone call from Adapt Health AeroCare. They want money for the CPAP machine that I don't use and don't know where it is. So I've just kind of been avoiding them. It's fine.
Did you steal it from them?
Well, they gave it to me and then they were like, you have to pay for this every month. And then I was like, I don't have a job for that anymore.
Right.
So
yeah.
I just stopped.
Right.
You should try to give
I've
it
called
back?
Them. Well, I don't know where it is. You know?
Oh.
And I told them that. I was like, I think I lost it in the move. And they were like, oh, cool. There's nothing we can do about that.
Yeah, they're still
going to
charge
like,
you for that.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, what at some point they can't charge you for a thing that you don't have, though.
No, exactly. They can. They can.
Nah.
Interesting.
Unfortunately, they can and they will.
Interesting.
They'll figure it out. Can I just get a box that says CPAP on it and then put it in at another box and say, this is what you sent me?
I mean, you could get a broken CPAP.
I like that idea.
For free
though.
On Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. Do that.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
I might do that. Yeah.
What if you just bought like an X-Wing Lego set and then kind of like deconstruct it and then just put that in a box and then send it to them and go, this is what I got from y'all.
They just won't refund you. They'll just be like, this is nothing.
This is
and
nothing.
They'll throw it out.
But thanks for the Legos.
Jordan said that might be more expensive, which is funny. Yeah. Yeah. I did
no,
buy my
that's
dad.
Not as expensive as a CPAP.
No, it's not. Expensive. But I did buy my dad a Lego set for Christmas, and I got to check out. I was like, "It's how much?"
What's the CPAP, Nikki?
Oh, LB, I was living in Rhode Island at the time. Like that
but
was
did,
a different.
Did they
person.
Say? Did they said what which CPAP it is?
Oh, almost definitely. But like, I don't. Okay. I haven't answered that call in almost 18 months now. So
They're not sending you mail?
No, of course they aren't. That's why I know it's not real.
Oh, well, then that's fake. That's fake. Then.
That's why I know it's not real. If it was real, they would have sent you mail.
They would have sent you mail. It's fake.
Yeah, and it's fake.
Just answer it and say, there are no more C's to PAP, and then close the, and then hang the phone up.
I got a surgery, and then hang up.
I got, my lungs got better. My heart's fine.
And it turned out to not even be sleep apnea. So, like, the CPAP machine wasn't the fucking situation.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What was it?
Oh, just chronic depression. Fucking with my brain make me sad at night.
Oh, fun.
So can you daisy chain CPAP machines to stack the benefits?
Yeah, so you just get a bunch of air into your body at the same time, make you float like that girl in
Violet Beauregard or whatever.
Yeah. That seems good.
Okay. That seems cool.
If you put
I wish medical stuff stacked. I know I'm talking about Balatro too much, but I think that should happen for a lot of things. Like you should be able to stack some stuff.
Like some drugs you can stack. Like Benadryl you can
stack.
Well,
that's called an overdose. Yeah. That's not really what I'm talking about.
It's stacking up to a point.
Like, could I get so many scoliosis surgeries that my spine is just like a stripper pole and kind of like total firmness and straightness, you know?
Just
like,
no rigidity, cannot bend.
Like, cannot bend.
Just a metal rod. They can do that, though. They can put a metal rod in you if you want, John. You can go get that right now.
That's true. I guess that's true.
LB, can you please drop the photo into the chat?
God.
Which one? Oh, you want to start with the photo?
Yeah, I think we should start with the photo.
Oh man.
Okay, let me get
the JPEG.
Oh man.
It's been a huge week in Formula One. Yeah, we gotta.
Do you have to?
Can I start with
something else? Can we at least, or do we not want to preface it?
No, I don't. We can't preface it. I just want to say it's been a huge week in Formula One, and then I want you to drop the image into the chat, which
it's
is
been
unfortunate.
A huge week in Formula One. It's been a huge week in Formula
One. It's been a huge week in Formula One.
No!
Can you describe what you're looking at?
Yeah, what are you looking at, John?
I mean, I think it's a finger with, like, Vaseline on it. Because it's very blurry.
Sure, but what is it? It a, what does it look like?
I mean, I guess
paint it's a picture.
The way okay, it is a it's it is a body part of a white person, okay. And it is kind of
that's true.
It that's is so huge.
There's a very oh my camera died. Hold on 1 second.
Oh,
because you're about to die.
Yeah,
this image. Is the ring.
Yeah.
So there's very kind of mid-90s green marble bathroom, maybe.
That's just Europe, but yeah.
And yeah. And just a really blurry shot of what I am assuming, frankly, the way we're talking about it, is a penis. And it sure. it is wet and it is kind of pink and it's blurry, so I can't really make out details of it, but it does actually look like Jordan. The reason I think it is a penis is because it kind of starts to bow at the base, which like fingers don't really do. So I think it's a penis, but it does kind of look like a finger with toenail, but covered in Vaseline.
So
what is so what
know,
is
we
this?
Don't know. No, we don't
what
know.
What the fuck do you mean? I'm sorry. What do you mean you don't know?
British sexual harassment special.
Okay.
Finally, we're here.
Also, Jordan, there's like a vein running at the top of the... There's at the top. I'm looking at my fingers, and I don't think I got that kind of vein going.
So, this is a photo that's part of the leaked Google Drive of screenshots and images allegedly... that are part of the investigation against Red Bull Formula One team principal Christian Horner, who was cleared of any wrongdoing last week. Mm. And then this got released. This all the
so
stuff
this
got
is
released.
Christian Horner's weird finger dick.
Yeah, this is Christian Horner's weird finger dick. Allegedly. The guy who married Ginger Spice, allegedly, or it's purporting to be. Right, it's not.
This is the dick. This is the dick that got. I've got a chance, y'all. This is great. What a great.
Well,
what
he's
a great
very
news.
Rich.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. That's fair.
Are these? I have a quick question, LB. You sent me all of the files in here.
Uh huh. Can I send another one?
Yeah, sure.
Is this the underside now? Are you about to show me the picture of a hand and go, this might be Christian Horner's dick?
No. Do you want to read this? Make sure to make it British.
Yeah. John, do you want to be gray or green?
I'll be gray.
Okay.
And LB, you do a description of picture.
Okay, so it is a screenshot of an iPhone from 2125, which is 9:25 p.m. in Europe. It's a message from somebody named CH. There's a photo of Christian Horner wearing a cap next to a donkey. And then there is a picture at the top with just a sad-looking piece of pastry.
It's one of the saddest.
It's really sad. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And it crucially has already
underbaked
been eaten
in the middle.
Into.
Yeah, there's a bite taken out of it.
And it's overbaked on the outside and underbaked in the middle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tomorrow's beef pie.
When are you going to eat that?
Saturday afternoon before party.
Ah, okay. Glad you're home. You might make it in bed by 10. Winky face emoji.
Got to pack. Santa PJ selfie needed.
Is the intention with this beef pie that has already had a slice cut out of it, that it is going to be saved? 21 is 10 p.m.? 9 p.m.
Uh-huh. 9 p.m. Yes,
9 p.m.? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be saved for another 16 hours at least?
I have to imagine horrific. It's going into the refrigerator, but yes.
Before consumption at a party? Can you imagine if this was placed on a table at a party.
I can't. No, no, no. A cold beef pie that's been eaten into? Yeah, I don't understand it.
Before, oh, you're yeah, so I don't, right, Jordan. It is for before the party, not at the party.
Before party. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he's going to eat this pie by himself before party. Awful. On Saturday. So
allegedly,
afternoon.
The green text is the woman that he was having something the going
affair,
on.
The affair.
The affair that turned into an unwanted affair.
You and this guy cheated on Ginger Spice?
Ginger Spice.
That's crazy.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's crazy.
So crucially, it's alleged. It's not clear.
Santa PJ selfie needed.
There are so many of these, and they're really boring, mostly. Oh,
they're
okay. Mostly
so
just
boring. It's so very much, this whole thing is like so very much regular guy cheats on his wife.
It's, yeah, okay. It's very stuff. Realistic.
So none of it's boring. Like, none of it's like, oh, what you be wearing on your minge? It's nothing like that.
There's a lot of asking her what she's wearing.
Yeah, there's a lot
of asking her about the color of her underwear.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
But
okay.
Like what I'm, but it's like, very,
it is bog,
so,
very bog standard
yeah, like,
cheating
it's
on your wife.
So regular.
Yeah.
It's so regular cheating
so
on
regular.
Your wife stuff.
Yeah.
Can I say, right. This one's killing me. This one's fucking killing me.
All right, Nikki, you take green. I'll take gray.
I'm green. All right. We need to be good.
I can behave. I really do want to see you.
You're missing
lesbians.
The kisses. You're missing the kisses.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Do it again.
I can behave. Mwah. I really do want to see you. Mwah. Lesbians. Can you come hear me or me to you?
Today, missed video call at 12:04 a.m. while on Do Not Disturb.
Won't hurt to answer.
Missed video call at 12:12
p.m. My Do Not Disturb is on, so don't even. It's one second. Let me. I've mistyped it. Let me do it again. My Do Not Disturb is on, so don't. What? My Do Not Disturb is on, so doesn't even ring. I did it.
Lesbians. That wasn't repeated, but I was just.
What does Christian Horner mean by that?
I don't know.
What does he mean?
Well,
by that?
I mean,
the flavor of this is just
that's
awful.
So
those messages
cheap.
Are
they were 10
yeah, they're
minutes
10
apart.
Minutes apart.
So he's jacking off at that point. So he says, "I really do yeah. want to see you." Mwah. And then wait,
lesbians.
10 minutes are jacking off and then just text lesbians.
Yeah. Good you know, they have so much pornography of lesbians on the internet now.
There's a, one of the screenshots is a screenshot of a lock screen where the background is just beach.
Just beach.
Mm-hmm. Like a really boring beach pic.
It's a really, and then there's a notification from CH that says, I really wanted you today, winky emoji. Yeah. And it's like, this is the flavor of whatever this is that's going on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And it sucks.
It sucks.
Frankly sucks.
It's, it's terrible. People, can you imagine you are maybe the most powerful, like, team employee in Formula One currently?
Mm-hmm.
That is like not a driver. You could do anything you wanted. You are married to Ginger Spice from TV. But like you have so thoroughly no riz, no tact, no game.
It's crazy.
You have nothing.
The best screenshots
Ginger
are the ones where
so
it's
right.
Like
Ginger Spice is from radio.
She's from
she's
MTV.
I watched her on MTV.
Yeah.
That's where I first saw the Spice Girls on MTV. The best ones are the ones where he's asking about like the color of her underwear, and then it's like, oh, can you put this meeting on the books in the same chat?
Oh my god, you're so bad at this. So it's like a secretary, it's like an assistant or something.
Yeah,
she's somebody. Oh, well, everybody okay. works under like almost everybody works under him at the team because
he's
like
just
the boss.
The boss.
He's one of the bosses. But
really though, this chat though is very funny because she's like, do you need an audit trail? And he goes,
That's because he just asked her, I think, to delete the texts.
Right. Yeah. But he goes, nope. And then immediately goes, what color did you go for? And then she's trying to have like a different conversation about like her day. And she goes, I just met Thelma and her husband, like with a little smoochy face. And she's like, oh, okay, fuchsia pink under that. You can see the sigh, in my opinion. You can see her go,
yeah, she's over right. it.
And then he goes,
allegedly,
nice. Allegedly. And she's like, jeans.
It's anyway. So tough. Just a nightmare. Yeah.
Just a nightmare. But here's where it gets even more stupid and nightmarish.
Okay.
So Red Bull. Let's talk about Red Bull.
Okay.
It's an energy drink.
I do know from drinks. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's a Thai energy drink that was discovered in the West. From Thailand? Mm-hmm. In Asia.
Yeah. Right. The former the Siam. Southern part. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So this crazy Austrian guy goes to Thailand, tries this shit, and is like, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go. I love this stuff. Let's take it to the West and make all the money in the world.
Yeah.
And so he's like, what is this? What's this drink mean? What are the words on here mean? And they say, like, it means Red Bull. He's like, perfect. No notes. No
literally
notes.
No notes.
No notes. Right. And just then,
someone brought a big plate of buffalo wings to the table. I just gave you wings. Hold on a second. Red Bull, get you wings. And then that was it. That was history. Go ahead.
They made almost no changes to the design.
None. Sure. They made the can. Yeah. They none. Changed the shape of the
they
can.
They changed it to can.
Because the can in Thailand was squat, and now it's narrow and tall.
But what I'm looking at here, let's say you don't read Thai, okay?
Sure.
What I'm looking at is a Robitussin ass looking drink in a glass bottle.
Oh, it is
like it is really unappealing.
So
looking.
When I was in Australia, they did sell the Thai Red Bull.
Did you try it?
Yeah, fucking awful. Medicinal.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, medicinal. regular Red Bull is also disgusting. But, like, this stuff, medicinal.
Really medicinal. Yeah.
It's sounds thick, like it, also, yeah. like Jordan was saying.
It's thick? Like, how, like,
yeah, what, it's thicker.
Compare it to something.
Like a syrup?
It's syrupier. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. It's like if you get soda from like a soda machine.
And it's too syrupy.
Like they've cranked the ratio, not correct.
Yeah. But in a medicine-y way. Got it.
And I did feel like I could fight God for about 3 seconds because I only had a little sip. So that was nice.
That's a fun feeling for a moment.
Yeah, for sure. Like I did feel like I had wings a little bit. And then, but yeah, anyway, all of the stuff that they do is in service of selling you this juice.
They do.
Which is like fundamentally impossible to like square because some of the stuff doesn't make any sense that they do in service of selling you the juice.
Well, this crazy Austrian guy, he was just amped probably because of all the juice he was drinking. He was just amped on a lot of different things. He was amped on making planes that don't fly. He was amped on DJing programs. He was amped on esports. And he was very, very, very amped on Formula One racing. Mm-hmm. He's also amped on BMX. Amped on
putting a guy in a balloon, sending him to the edge of space, and then telling him to fucking
jump. He was just fucking amped due to all the Red Bull he was drinking. So he hires people to run this Formula One team. There's a guy named Helmut Marko who looks like he's been dead for several years.
For sure. Desiccated of the... What are... Hey.
Big question. Here, I'll show you this desiccated man. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Question.
What is the last name of the royal family?
Royal.
Windsor?
A royal. It's Charles Royal.
Charles Royal. Elizabeth Royal.
Elizabeth Royal.
William Royal.
It's Windsor.
It's Windsor.
Windsor?
Yeah, they have Windsor Castle. Yeah.
They're the House of Windsor. So they're this different, like, they're different families that have been the royal family. So there's the House of Bourbon, the House of Tudor.
I thought you were going to say Burbank.
House of Burbank,
House of Glendale, House of Toluca Lake,
House of Eagle Rock. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Helmut Marko. Eagle Rock would actually be sucks cool. to look at, dude. Helmut Marko looks like what if Palpatine, the guy that played Palpatine, was in the makeup for too long and they couldn't get it off of him.
he looks like a dummy for skin biopsies. Like he looks like the thing that they carved out to be like, you have to find the melanomas and cut them off.
And you just point at the whole face and you say,
yeah, you just kind of pointed the whole thing. I found it.
Oh, can you imagine? What does he smell like, do you think?
Bad. Sour.
Yeah.
Sour, but also expensive somehow.
Yeah.
And rotting. Like he smells like whatever Mother God smelled like when she was being mummified. Sure. The one lady who drank all the silver.
Oh, the blue lady.
The blue lady, silver.
Okay.
Okay, wait. I'm really sorry. Nikki, do you know what Bengay is?
Yeah, I know what Bengay is.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure. As I was like, because Jordan asked, because you were asking, what does he smell like? And Jordan wrote Bengay as two words. I think it's one, technically. And then Nikki said congrats to Ben. And I just thought it was very funny.
It's funny.
All right, anyway, sorry.
Okay. So Austrian guy hires this guy, Helmut Marko, who used to drive race cars, and this other guy, Christian Horner, who I think also used to drive race cars, but wasn't very good at it.
But bad. He was not good.
Yeah. To run the Formula One team.
Why is he looking at me like that?
Because he wants
to know what you're wearing. What underwear.
He wants to know what you're wearing under your jeans, Don.
Fuchsia jeans.
So these two guys I've sent you pictures of, I guess, fought a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the crazy Austrian guy was always there to be like, you fellows, you just drink some of this crazy juice.
Just drink this juice.
Let's settle it like men.
Yep.
He died. Okay. That Austrian guy died.
From too much juice.
From too much juice.
Sure.
And now these two men are having a power struggle over who runs the team. Christian Horner is backed by the Thai owners, and Helmut Marko is backed by the abusive father of the champion driver.
Okay.
He's very good at what he does.
Okay.
The driver, not the father. The father couldn't be worse.
No, I mean, but he is a generational talent at being racist and abusive.
That's true. He's generational talent of almost killing people several times and then getting away with it.
Okay.
Yeah. So in addition to this, like, sexual harassment scandal situation, the like utter villains of this like desiccated old man and the abusive father are trying to use the scandal to like oust this dude.
Okay.
It's currently presumed that, so Red Bull did this investigation that exonerated is that the word?
It's very like, if we still had Fanbyte, we would do the bit that Imran would always do with like the Bobby Kotick cleared himself.
Yeah, has cleared himself of any wrongdoing.
It's very that.
So it was very that. That came out, and then like during practice last week, before last week's race in Bahrain, all this Google Drive got leaked with all of the like the screenshots and stuff from the investigation. And because the UK, I'm learning a lot about the things that you can and cannot say in the UK, which it doesn't seem like you can actually say anything or do anything over there. A soccer player is currently going to court because she said, what did she say? She called a cop a stupid white bastard because he was being annoying.
Because he was being a stupid white bastard.
Yeah, which is so funny. But I don't think you can. You can't say that, I guess, apparently over there.
That's not good. USA, USA, USA.
So I just want to say that like everything you're saying is alleged, and we're not saying any of it.
There's nothing real. There's nothing that makes me feel more patriotic, and I'm not even joking, about British people having less rights than us. like not only that, but like the food situation over there. Like they'll be like, look at this plate of mushy peas, and I'm just like, USA. Anyway,
anyway, that's Formula One.
All right. Well, this guy looks like he has boring conversations while he cheats on his wife. I'll say that. But how funny, like, how jacked do you think his haters were when this girl
Hater?
It's like so funny.
I mean, I think they're the ones who leaked the drive.
Yeah. Probably. But it's just like, it's like, you know how like if people don't like people online and then they kind of make up moralistic reasons not to like them instead of just like, I don't like this person's vibes. It's this, but like this time it might be real, which like, oh, how satisfying for them, you know?
Anyway. It is, John, you talk about watch Real Housewives all the time.
Oh mm-hmm. my God. Yeah.
It's, mm-hmm. it just is that. And for a while, like, I think it was because I maybe hadn't been so, I don't know how big I want this conversation to be, you know, like how big and real I want this conversation to be. But I think the thing that's very interesting to me about Formula One is that it is like, I've fucked up, by the way. For the audio listener, what I did earlier is that, in my idle moments.
Like, you're prefacing this conversation being like, I don't know how big and serious I want this to be. While Nikki is threading a goddamn apple cord through their hair. Like, you got it out. Yeah, way to go. You did the surgery to remove it. Good job.
I think the only reason that Formula One, I think like a sexual harassment case at this scale is always going to be news, but Formula One has cornered themselves into a very precarious position because the product that they are selling is unbelievably boring right now.
It's so boring.
The thing that is more interesting about Formula One is the people part of the equation, which Formula One wants you to understand is very important, right? Like
they make
a show about it. Like their whole push for America and for Western audiences is not the correct word. It's for American audiences, right? Like their whole push is
women,
right? But very explicitly, like for women that like daytime television.
I have a point to make when you're done with yours because I think
So it's like the whole mythos. How long has Drive to Survive been on? 5 years? So like since 2019?
Longer?
Like six, maybe? Years?
6 or 7 years, yeah.
So since pre-pandemic,
yeah,
the arc that Formula One wants you to understand is that these machines are very sick, but like cool, but also the people are the things that make the machines go, which is true. But what happens when you cannot hide behind the fact that you are a sport? The NFL is really good at this, right? The NFL will like have every other week some sort of small scandal. But because the machine of, well, at least the games are on every fucking week, at least at least there is going to be between one and four games that are bangers every single week because you have so fucking many of them. Mm-hmm. And also the league treats all of them the same, right? Like you have that luxury to be like, we're only talking about the sport part of it right now.
Yeah, right.
Formula One does not have a luxury right now because Max wins every fucking race, and he won the first week by 20 seconds. There's no reason for me to watch these fucking races,
right?
Like it's so boring. It's a waste of
my time.
He's
gonna win every race.
Yeah, like I woke up on Saturday like 15 minutes before the race, and I was like, oh yeah, fuck yeah, dude, Formula One's back, baby. And then like five laps in, I was like,
he's gonna
I don't
do
think
it
I
again.
Need to do this. Yeah, I was like, he's so far out ahead. I was like, he's just going to win the race by 20 seconds. And then what did he do? He won the race by 20 seconds. Like, there's no reason for me to watch. But so it's just very interesting that this story is happening at the same time that the team that is experiencing the most success on the track, so much success that it is boring to watch, has also become the most interesting thing off of the track for all of the wrong reasons.
Right. Yeah, I think a lot of American sports could learn genuinely valuable lessons. NFL, they started to do Hard Knocks during the season too, you know, because I think they kind of learned that people are interested in the actual people involved. The problem is that I think to get a wider audience, because like Anne's like, I don't really like sports. I don't like that stuff. And I was like, so what if you kind of knew these people and understood that they don't like each other and there's like personal beef? She was like, oh, I'd watch it because it's like, you know, it's Housewives. But it's so it's like, I think Formula One is smart in that way, but I also don't know how easily applicable it is to something like football, because, and I'm painting with a really broad brush here, but a lot of women I know don't like football because they're like, at the end of the day, these dudes are, my camera died, these dudes are busting their brains out and it makes them sad to witness that.
Sure.
Like, and I'm like, yeah, it does. And I'm painting with a broad brush. I'm saying women I know that don't like football, that haven't gotten into it, they cite that usually as part of the reason.
So my dad stopped watching football.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's a totally valid reason not to watch it. I'm just saying.
Same with boxing. He doesn't watch
boxing. I'm saying with F1, it's like, it's a dangerous sport, but it's not dangerous in the same way, right?
No,
like,
it's dangerous. Well, I mean, you'll see them die.
You can watch them die.
Is you'll watch them die.
Yeah.
It's just,
I mean,
it used to be much more dangerous.
Wild, and I'm not even doing a bit. That is so much less crazy from a psychic damage standpoint than Junior Seau shooting himself in the heart 10 years after he retired.
Yeah.
Like that's way crazier. Like, so, so there's this, that's weird, but it's like, it's not good, but it's also like, I see it as being pretty different personally, but now I'm just kind of talking about that. Like, why do I see that so differently?
I mean,
I don't know.
It used to be in Formula One that not only the drivers would die,
they're really
but they would kill
too.
Like they'd kill fans.
Yeah. Because tires.
There was a race
sand.
In South Africa where they killed a steward, like one of the stewards.
Said for fun.
No, not for fun.
No, like there, so there was a really bad accident. Crash. There was a really bad crash where the car landed on the bystanders.
Ugh. Yeah.
Where it, and also Jordo asked, are they cheating? Why is the gap so big? They all have the same car. No, they don't all have the same car. Each team has a whole staff of engineers and designers and they design and test the cars.
And some of them
have different cars. They all have different, there are a few different engine manufacturers, but they have different engines.
And they've been grinding pretty long. They're like a few levels ahead and they found some good gear.
They found a lot of
confusion. Did Red Bull cheat? Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
They went over their cost cap.
They also did cheat. Are they cheating? Yeah. No. Did they cheat? Yes.
Yes.
And the penalty for them cheating was not. They were so far ahead because of the cheating that they did that the penalty that they received was not enough to make up for the fact that they cheated.
Well, they claimed the money they spent was on sandwiches, Nikki.
Well,
they went over the cost cap just on sandwiches.
Yeah, on
food. So it was fine.
They were too good of employers and they gave them too much free lunch. And that's why they went over the cost cap. Not because they spent more money on R&D than they were allowed to.
Good job, Elby.
Wow.
That was great.
Who brought
this week's episode?
Yeah, who?
This week's episode is brought to you by, hold on, I got my notes here.
Wait, no, I mean, I have one.
Oh, you got, well, we have two then. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'll go first. This week's episode is brought to you by lunch. It's the meal of the day in the middle of the day.
Fuck yeah. That's awesome.
It anchors the day right in the middle. Lunch. What do you like? Sandwich?
I've got some lunch right here.
Noodle? An empty bottle of Coca-Cola? That's
you can't
glass.
Eat that. Don't
no,
eat that.
No, that's not lunch.
That's not glass.
Hit,
not
so
lunch.
I hit my teeth you, really hard on it.
Yeah. So the American Lunch Council would like you to know that you should not eat glass for lunch.
No, the ALCU.
ALCU.
ALCU would like you to know, don't eat glass for lunch. Eat sandwich, eat noodle, eat salad, eat steamed vegetable, dumpling.
Lunch. And more. It's what's for dinner. All right. Our second sponsor this week is it's weird that they sent us money, but it's cool. Max Verstappen's penis. Max Verstappen.
Wow.
You haven't seen it yet, but you could. Max Verstappen's penis.
Wow. So like an early sponsorship.
I like lunch a lot better than that sponsor. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
So we may have lunch back. I don't know if we're going to have that sponsor back.
Wouldn't it be dinner? It's what's for lunch tomorrow.
Dinner is what's for lunch tomorrow.
That's just really the ALCU is calling me right now. Hello? Oh, you liked that. Yeah, you're listening? Oh, you're just always listening. Okay.
Oh, cool. Oh. They're in the call.
Oh,
hi.
Oh, you're disappointed in me for skipping lunch so many times. Well, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. But hey, we do have dinner. It's what's for lunch tomorrow. Okay. Venmo? Is Venmo good?
Venmo's fine.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just Venmo. How much do you want for that catchphrase? Just one second. Let me talk to our business advisor.
Karma.
Yeah, no, I'm doing great. Have I had lunch yet? Well, I had a late breakfast. Kind of a brunch.
It's going to make me log in. Just hello? Say 40,000.
Hello?
Oh, jeez.
They hung up because I said
they hung up. Oh,
no.
Oh,
I was going to be out of the hole.
Oh, sorry. Brother.
Now we just have to use our Patreon.
Oh, by the way, yeah, we have two associate producers from our Patreon. It's Keith from California and Eric from Cleveland. I got it right this time.
Do you think, actually, this is for out of the ad break.
Okay. You can support us on Patreon by going to ifyouredriving.com or patreon.com/ifyouredriving. We'll be back at the end of the show to tell you what you get with your support.
What's up, LB?
You know, a lot of people think very specifically Max Verstappen fans have a theory that the reason he has such a bad personality is because he has a secret great personality, but he's hiding it because he's gay. And that to me is the most
I love
calculus shit to explain why you like someone who sucks.
Yeah, he's gay the whole time.
He's gay the whole time. He's secret.
I mean, listen, I know a lot of white gay men who fucking suck. So, like, as far as that part is concerned.
The way he sucks?
No, not the way he sucks. I think they suck different. But, like, that would make him so much more of an interesting character.
Right? I think that's why they like this.
And that's why he sucked.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, I doubt it. It could be, though.
Maybe he could just fuck car.
Oh, well, every time he gets in car, he fucks.
Yeah, he fucks a car 23 times a year at least.
He does love. He only wants to talk about the car.
At least, I love the idea that Max Verstappen does not enter a car unless he's racing. That's my favorite new.
Yeah, he walks.
Theory for Max Verstappen.
He walks from.
He rides bicycle.
Yeah, he rides bike or walks from Singapore to Australia.
He walks from hotel to jetway to plane. Yeah, exactly.
Ground, is it car?
Yes.
Huge question. Huge question. Yeah. I think it's bus.
It's bus.
Yeah. Oh, it's bus. Well, okay.
Too big to be car.
It's bus. Bus is car.
Bus is not car.
No, absolutely. Get the fuck out of here.
Bus is not car. Get
the fuck out of here. This is fine.
If you shrink the components of a bus, it's a car.
Is van car?
Yes, van is car.
Depends. It depends.
Van, it's car.
It depends
on
if it's a bus.
What are you talking about?
It depends on if it's a bus.
No, van is car. Bus is car.
Bus is not car.
Bus is car.
Car, go and stop.
Bus. What a CAPTCHA test.
Go stop, go stop, go stop, go stop, go stop.
In a CAPTCHA test, you see a crowded highway. It has a bus and a car on it. CAPTCHA says bus and car, same.
Oh, so you're siding with the robots over your own friends?
I'm siding with the robots at Google. Wow. Yeah.
You think Google's good.
I also never pick the bus. Because it's not a car, it's a bus. Bus have different... Oh, so is a train a car now, John?
No.
They are called train cars.
No.
What the fuck are
y'all talking
about?
No.
They are called train cars.
No, but that's not the same thing. It's not an automobile. You know what it's called? Yeah, no. It's short for carriage.
So is a streetcar a car then, John?
Yes. It is.
Is a monorail a car?
It depends on what... It depends... No, if it's on a rail, it's not a car. It's not a car if it's on a rail.
So you're saying that car implies freedom. So what if it is one of those street cars that...
Name Desire.
No. What if it's one of those street cars that has wheels?
It's not a car.
Like bus.
Is it on a track?
Uh-uh. So it's car.
So it can go anywhere?
That's a bus.
It's a car.
It's a bus.
A bus is car. Car's not a bus. But a rectangle, a square is a rectangle, but a rectangle is not a square.
But simple. I don't think that accordion bus is car.
Accordion bus is car. It's just long.
Accordion bus is bus. It's a bus. Mm. Accordion bus is a bus. A tour bus is a bus.
Now what you can't do, Nikki, is say a regular bus is a car, but an accordion bus is not. That's insane. That's insane. You're off my team if that's your point of view. If you think the accordion nature changes,
I think car can only have four wheel.
Okay, get the fuck out of here.
So what about truck?
Yeah, what about truck? Is truck car?
Not
so what about
car.
those trucks with the extra wheels on them? Just six wheels.
What about those little cars that have three wheels?
Motorcycle. Legally motorcycle.
No. Okay. You think the little thing that Cloud and his friends steal from the Shinrag horse
motorcycle.
Is a motorcycle. No way.
With door. Not a car.
Motorcycle
tuck,
with door.
You're saying tuk-tuk car? Tuk-tuk not car.
Tuk-tuk
Do you think
car.
A boat is a car?
I think you're right. No.
So you think a bus is a car but not a boat, you fucking psycho?
Is a car? What do you mean? Bus doesn't go in water. Car doesn't go in water. Boat go water.
Boat.
Yeah, but boat is more, okay, so like a little boat is more like a car
duck
than a bus is like a car.
Duck boat car.
Wait, what's a duck boat?
Duck boat car that can be boat.
Duck boat car that be both.
Can duck boat go around Seattle, show you Space Needle, and then drive into water on boat?
Remember when Danny DeVito drove the things as the penguin at the end of Batman Returns? That's kind of like a duck car.
What are I've never seen one of these before in my life, but these are a bus.
That's a bus to you?
This is a bus to me. It's a tour bus.
If in a alternate universe, I believed that buses are not cars, I would say that this is a bus it's a car.
Thank you. Because it's a bus. Hold on. It's a bus and a boat.
Hold on. What about
So some
what about
boats
this
are buses.
Thing? What is this thing? Hold on. Sorry.
Jordo is supporting me. When nobody's got me, I know Jordo's got me, you know?
What's this?
that's just some fucking goofy dumbass bullshit. Cars nor buses claim this.
This is
shit.
The bicycle. This the is the thing we talked about with Merritt.
Yeah, with Merritt.
But for drinking.
The pedal tavern thing that it's like 8 people get on it, 10 people get on it, and it's a car and one black person is allowed on and it navigates itself. So you're saying this is neither.
Yeah, this is neither cars nor buses.
This is the bus of clowns.
Yeah, this is clown bus.
Wait, clown okay, bus. Hold on. How is clown car not bus?
Clown car is a. Yeah. Clown car is the only one that's given me pause. Here, but I think car. It's like an RV. I think clown car is more like an RV.
RV car?
RV is
are you
car and bus. Like RV, me. Clown car. These are like an in-between space to me.
RV to me is bus.
RV to me...
RV is bus. If I RV is if like I am a van. Making a distinction between the two things, RV is bus for sure.
RV but is a house. RV is house. RV Jordan is RV house. RV is house. Clown car is house. This
okay.
Thing?
What the fuck is a houseboat, you idiots?
It's a house.
What is that? It's a house.
No, it's not. A it's a fucking boat. It's a fucking boat you can live
it's
in.
It's a house.
Oh, it's a house. No
but you
way.
Don't go anywhere on houseboat.
Yeah, you don't go anywhere in houseboat, John.
You can. You can't go.
Floating house.
You can. It is usually floating house. It's usually floating house, correct. You typically don't.
Oh.
It's a house. Clown car is a house.
Clown car is a house.
Did Nikki freeze? Or are they doing the
yeah,
thing
no,
Nikki sometimes?
Nikki froze. Nikki froze okay. Because we were telling the truth about clown cars and houseboats too hard.
So here's the thing about why bus is different than car.
Okay.
Because car in America is defined by private ownership.
Okay.
Bus is defined by public utility.
You see, but I could buy a bus privately, though.
But then you're just misusing something that should be for the people.
But that doesn't matter. That doesn't transmute the thing. It just
yeah,
makes
it
me
does.
An asshole.
It does.
No.
Well, on if that, you use if you use a corn, if you use the thing of corn as a dildo, is it not corn anymore?
No.
Is it not food
not.
Anymore? Because you're fucking it and then
I,
you can't eat
I
it?
Because I wouldn't eat it. Yeah.
I wouldn't eat it.
It is lost.
But its original intention is food. So it's still food. You're that you fucked. You fucked it.
No, but like food. if you boil some fucking potatoes in gasoline, like, yeah. It was it's, food.
It's poison
now
food
it's not.
Now.
It's not. I wouldn't say that it's food anymore.
Yeah, it's not food anymore. You've ruined
well,
it.
Well, it's garbage, I guess.
It's garbage. Yeah. Poison.
But it's not poison garbage if you fuck a corn.
But if I buy a private it bus, it's still a bus. That makes no sense. You're telling
yes,
me
if you
that,
buy a private
no,
bus, it's still a bus. Know, exactly. It's still well, a bus and it's still for the
I know.
People.
No, 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 no. I'm saying you can't define bus by its public utility. That's
I'm
not
saying
right.
That a bus is for the people. No, and it can be for a private
that's
group
a,
of people.
That's
it can
a
be for
social
a, it can be for
construct.
A party. It
but
can
that's
be for
a
party.
Social construct.
Well, car
so
is social
car.
Construct also.
Are we having a thinly veiled gender conversation about buses and cars?
No. Because I'm saying a bus is a bus no matter what you do with it.
A bus is a bus no matter what you do with it. Isn't that a,
what's
that's a
limo?
Very, that's a very rigid idea of what a bus can be. LB.
What's a limo?
It's still a bus. What's a limo? A limo,
limo
is a
long
car.
We're all in agreement on that.
How limo long car but not bus?
Because it's not, it's a car. It's a car.
It's just
some limo
car.
Size
it's
of bus.
It's a long taxi. It's a
no,
long
but no,
taxi.
No. But like one of those like.
No,
big,
it's a long car.
Long wait, car. Well, hold on a second. The big limos that have like stripper pole and the bar in it, those are mm-hmm. buses.
That seems more like house to me.
No. Wait, where do you sleep? Where do you live?
You can all sleep on the booth seat.
You can subsist on stripper pole and bar alone?
Yeah, like
I don't
think
so.
If you could live pole, on the house. On the you I could probably live on the bus they get off of on Next, right? So like
yeah.
You remember Next from MTV?
I do. Yeah.
Like I could probably live on there. But is that a house or a boat? Or a bus?
Sorry. Jordan this whole time has been sending us pictures of this like
corn dildo.
Corn and just
dildo.
Waiting for us to talk about the corn dildo that's on Temu, of course. And then finally he got our asses by posting a review.
A five-star review.
It's a five-star review from Jonathan Kirk, who purchased it in Rose Red in October 2023. Does anyone want to read this review?
Yeah, for sure. very soft, and it's corn. $14 is pretty good for this big of a dildo.
That's going to give you cancer
for sure. Yeah.
But for $14, like, that dildo is going to give you cancer.
The crevices.
You don't want to clean that. You're going to, like, if that is a silicone.
Just use a toothbrush.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Every time I have sex, I want to get my toothbrush out like I'm in the fucking military polishing boots, going like, all right, here we go. Got to get this ready for the next round.
JJ writes
5-star review.
Wife was a little intimidated at first because of the texture, but no problem.
Honey, no guess problem. What I got you.
Guess what came. You'll never believe what came in the mail.
Never believe. I got from Temu. You know, remember you saw that
Super Bowl commercial?
Remember that Super Bowl ad? I was like, I thought I was going to be with like vacuum cleaners kids. And stuff.
You remember but, that? But I man, thought that shit was a Disney movie.
I thought it was like Pixar or something, but I went to the website. I got all sorts of stuff, like these corn dildos. I thought that'd be fun.
Look, these socks are made out of corn also. Please don't leave me.
Please don't.
I got sorry you a little vacuum cleaner for your car. Uses
I'm
the...
sorry. I'm sorry I bought all that crypto last year, but this is the year of the Temu.
This is different. But I hear Doge is going pretty good again, though, so I did pull some money out of the 538 for a little.
We did
little
get a,
Chi,
we did
Cairo.
Get we did get a 1-star review. we got a 1-star review on January 5th, 2024 that said, "Not stiff and nug."
From Joe Corn. *star* old, which makes me think that there's like a cuss in there, or like Joe Cuckold.
Joe Cuckold. Would you rather put this in your body or use a $18 IPL laser hair remover from this website?
Okay,
this fresh is my body.
Fresh out of the box. Yeah. Fresh out of the box, use it once, throw it away. Absolutely the corn. Yeah.
The corn.
Can I put a condom on it?
You can put a condom on both of them if you want. I don't know if the IPL
is
the
corn.
The corn. Yeah, the corn. The corn.
The corn.
Okay.
100%.
There's a stink that a low quality dildo. Emits.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's constantly breaking down and in a deteriorating. Sometimes it's in like a hard plastic shell packaging. Just for clarification, folks, I did used to sell dildos for many years. So I know a lot about like really low quality.
Not anymore.
Not now that I am severely underemployed. Oh yeah.
Yeah, baby.
And I don't know anybody who works there anymore, so nobody can hook me up with a free job. But it gets like the plastic gets foggy because of the gas.
Yeah, that comes out of the thing that
it's really rough. It's really tough to deal with. What is fun though is that some of the toys that claim to be silicone, you can set them on fire.
You can.
They're not
cannot.
Real silicone. You can.
Yeah.
That's good.
Now, did
so
people
I bet
find
this corn
this out?
One? You could set it on fire for
some
sure.
Some people found out the hard way this fact.
Why? Because their pussy is on fire already, and then they tried to fuck it, and then it caught fire. What do you mean?
No, I guess I'm asking, how do people find this out?
Oh, how you can use anything as a candle.
Nikki just hit us with a double whammy funny, where Nikki said a funny thing and also sent a funny thing. We're just, no matter where I turn, Nikki's being funny. Nikki's just sent us an ad for like a little, like a leg exerciser that if you're of a certain age, your grandma may be owned.
It's a thigh master.
It's just a thigh master. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Do you want to read what it says, John?
Multifunctional leg beautification device. Your legs can also be beautiful.
I totally want this now.
Your legs can also be beautiful.
Your legs can also be beautiful.
Holy shit. Do you want to see a product? Holy shit.
We're back on Temu. All roads lead to Temu.
All roads
lead to
Temu. You want to see a fucking product?
No way.
There is no fucking way.
There is no fucking way, dude.
I have to sign in so I can get the full item. But give me a fucking second. Can someone describe the image so I can log in so I can look at this thing? There is no way.
This is a... there's an ear with like a tiny dot in it. And then someone is... fingers are holding like... I guess what are supposed to be earbuds, but they're like the size of a small bean.
There's like a grain of rice, basically.
And then the text on it says, go to work invisible all day. Mobile phone universal.
And then there's a follow-up. Two fingers holding the whole case, which is incredibly small, like smaller than someone's fingertip. It just says, smaller than me? It doesn't exist. This is a trip to the doctor in 1 minute flat.
It's called Invisible Mini Earbuds V5.3 True Wireless In-Ear Headphones with Noise Isolation, Hi-Fi Sound Quality, Touch Control, Rechargeable Battery for Running Sleep Work, Compatible with Cell Phones, Non-Waterproof, Open, Semi-Open Back, Designed for Adults.
Oh, it's non-waterproof? That's a deal breaker for me.
What is these images?
This is a translation thing because I'm looking this up and there's a few of them. And then one says, younger than me does not exist. So this must make sense in the original language for a word that means small, but also could be translated as young.
Yeah.
I think it is so...
This is going to... You're going to go to the doctor.
These are regular size.
Yeah, I also think they're regular size. Yeah.
Okay, small can't be smaller. There's one that says that.
Small can't be smaller.
Can't be smaller.
Well, they're only $8, so I'll just get each of us 15 pairs.
One of the SKUs you can get is just called White Original. That's also.
Oh, that's good. I also found a different product.
The White Original.
How do we always?
Oh. I love Lucha Libre, dude. This is so cool.
Like a pussy riot.
It is a little bit of a pussy riot situation. It's a full face lift sleeping belt, cheek string belt strap, face mask bandage, thin facial massage strap, reusable and breathable.
This person's calling Orange Cassidy out next week. I can see it.
Wow, would you wear this if it had a cool, like, if it was like Rey Mysterio's mask?
Yeah, if it looked like Rey Mysterio's mask, I'd probably wear this. Yeah.
I knew it.
I don't really understand the hair holes. Why did the hair holes?
In case you have long hair. Breathe.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense. Pigtails. Yeah. Yeah. You know what, Jordo? You're probably right about that. That's probably true. Should we hit the dusty trail?
Forever?
Yeah, forever.
Oh,
yeah, we've had
a good run.
Well,
Jordan says, I found a picture of Timu of a woman that is clearly Peter Pants.
Okay.
Let's just hit us with that.
While
I take us out. I can take us out and we can talk about that at the end. If You're Driving, Close Your Eyes is produced by Jordan.
Wow, just like Liam Neeson.
Directed by Alan Iverson, with music by Jordan Mallory and podcast art by Max Schwartz. You can support us and help us make this podcast at ifyourdriving.com, which also can be access to perks like video versions of every episode, producer notes with all the JPEGs we described in a given episode, a monthly stream, our Discord community, behind-the-scenes content, and much more. You can find us on Twitter and TikTok at If You're Driving, Blue Sky at ifyourdriving.com. Email us at podcast at ifyourdriving.com. Follow John, that's me, pretty much everywhere at Floppy Adult. Nikki is over at Godsua on Twitter and at Nikki Grayson on Blue Sky. LB is at Hunk Tears, but is still taking a social hiatus and being very blessed because of it. They've gotten so wise since this break. I feel... LB's brain growing in size.
Yeah, LB, you like know Spanish. I need to do now. That.
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. You got it. And Jordo over at Jordan_Mallory on Twitter and at Jordo on Blue Sky. Please go to jordstrom.net for all of your wares that you would like a t-shirt or a crop top or a mug. Bless you. Bless you. And also, you're good. You can open your eyes. LB, do you want to take us out?
Max Verstappen says his father is not a liar in the wake of his claim that the controversy around Christian Horner is driving people apart. Three-time world champion Verstappen said, "Jos is always very outspoken. He is not a liar, that's for sure."